Good morning, everyone. Corbett, good morning. Before we get started with our meeting, I'd like to ask Pat Levin to provide us with our safety contact today.
Good morning. If there's an emergency, we can egress through the main doors of the closest exits, which are illuminated by exit signs. The closest ones are behind me. We're going to assemble on the lawn of the National Building Museum. An AED is available behind the guard station. Fire extinguishers are strategically located throughout the building. Restrooms are past the guard desk on the left. Today's safety contact is tips for handling of hazardous materials. Hazardous materials can be dangerous when not stored, used, and disposed of properly. The following safety tips will help keep you safe at work and at home when dealing with hazardous materials. Read the label and the safety data sheet before using and follow all manufacturer's directions. Make sure all containers are properly labeled and use materials solely for their intended purpose. Be cautious and plan ahead. Familiarize yourself with the locations of emergency eyewash and shower stations as well as means of egress. Always use the required PPE after inspecting the container for damage. Never eat or drink while handling hazardous materials. If your hands are contaminated, immediately wash them. Store all hazardous materials properly, separate incompatibles, and store in ventilated, dry, cool areas. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. All right, so good morning, everyone. The first item on our agenda is the approval of the agenda. So if there are no objections, we will consider this agenda approved as presented. Are there any objections? Thank you. And now the approval of the minutes. We have two sets of minutes to approve this morning. I would like to move approval of the minutes of the April 27th Audits Committee public meeting and our executive session of May 11th. May I have a second, please? Okay, so all in favor?
Aye.
All right, those minutes have been approved. On to the committee's business this morning. The Audits and Investigations Committee has the responsibility of reviewing and accepting audit and other reports by the Inspector General. The committee has reviewed the following three reports: the audit of the trapeze scheduling and dispatch system, number two, the degassing and wiping of electronic and magnetic media, and number three, the audit report of WMATA's workers' compensation plan. Before we take a vote, I'd like to ask Jeff Charrington to provide the committee and those present with a brief overview of these reports. Jeff.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to present. First, I'd like to publicly thank the very talented OIG audit staff led by Steve Dingbaum. Thank you. On the audit of the trapeze scheduling dispatch system, it meets its functional and technical requirements, and we were able to recover, based on this audit, $173,000 that will go back to WMATA, so that's good news. It had inadequate system of maintenance and inadequate data administration. On the workman's compensation program, it lacked a viable fraud detection program. And on the wiping of electronic and magnetic media, we found hard drives that were available for public auction that had not been erased. They contained WMATA business data, and they contained personally identifiable information. I am pleased to say management has agreed with the findings and is taking corrective actions to correct the deficiencies. Thank you.
Are there any questions of Mr. Charrington? Okay. So I move now that the Audits and Investigations Committee accept these three reports and authorize their posting to the WMATA website once they have been reviewed by the Office of the General Counsel and any necessary redactions have been made. May I please have a second? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, any opposed? All right, thank you. These reports have been accepted and will be posted to the website, as I mentioned. Is there any further business that anybody would like to bring up? With there being no further business, we will call this meeting adjourned. Thank you.